Before Yom Tov, we mentioned the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. We talked about three different chalokim of the Mishnah. So the second chalok of the Mishnah says, "Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochalat sheyosev," that everyone is mechuyev to do haseba, to lean when they eat on the Seder night. So the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph picks up on this line of the Mishnah, and it fleshes out the din of haseba. We saw a little bit, in Tosas on Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, and talking about Hesebas Oni, and then we discussed the sheet of the Rav Yah. How can we have Heseba Bizman Hazev? It's not a Derech Eres. But Tachlis, what do we do Heseba for? What are we discussing when we talk about Heseba? What are we leaning for during what activity? So comes the Gemara and says like this: Anav Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. If you have a Gemara, please look on with me. Itmar. Matzah tzarech haseba, mora ain't tzarech haseba. Says the Gemara, matzah requires haseba. When you eat the matzah on the Seder night, you have to recline. Mora ain't tzarech haseba. Mora does not require haseba. Very interesting lashon of the Gemara. Mora does not require haseba. Can you be meisiv? Can you not be meisiv? Is it a good thing to be meisiv? We'll see. Mitz Hashem. We'll see what the Mefarshim say. But there's a clear contrast set up from the Gemara, from the Braisa, between matzah as opposed to mora. And then the Gemara says, "Yai in itma mishmeder of Nachman tzarech haseba, v'itma mishmeder of Nachman ain't tzarech haseba." When it comes to yayin, so then there are different lashonos. Rav Nachman said something, but we just don't know what he said. Either he said that you do have to be meisiv for the dalakosa, so you don't have to be meisiv. Says the Gemara, "Lo pligi habataiti kasi kamoy habataiti kasi basrai." There really is no machlokas. It's just there's a split. You don't have to be meisiv for all the dalakosa. You only have to be meisiv for two, either for the first two or for the last two. And the Gemara continues, Amila lahagisa, v'amila lahagisa. They explain different ways. There are different approaches. Some say dafka for the first two. Some say dafka for the last two. There are different reasons given. Well, we'll have to get to the reasons, but that's not for today. A whole discussion in the Gemara. Why should you have to be mesa for the first two dalakosos or for the last two dalakosos? The Gemara says, Rav Nachman didn't claim you have to be mesa for all four. You only have to be mesa for two. But the conclusion of the Gemara is, Hashta de idmar hachi ve idmar hachi, idi ve idi bo eseba. The last line, right? The last one on the line there is hachi. After all the dust settles, the different reasons for why you should have to be mesa for the first two or for the last two kosas, the Gemara concludes that since we don't know, idi ve idi bo eseba. All four dalakosas require eseba. That's the meaning that we're familiar with, right? That's the psak halacha that we recline for all of the dalakosas. But halo davarhu, it's interesting. The Gemara says you really only have to do a seba for two of the dalakosas, not for all four. And yet, since we don't know which pair you have to be meisiv, we say you have to be meisiv for all four. It's very interesting. A seba is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, sveka d'rabbanan l'kula. Why should I be meisiv for all four dalakosas? There's a lot in this Gemara that's unclear. Okay, we're going to have to discuss each one of these points. But this is the basic structure of the Gemara. Gemara says that matzah definitely requires a seba. Mora does not require a seba. Dalakosas do require a seba, but only for two kosas. We just don't know for which ones, the first two or the last two. And since we don't know which two you're supposed to be mesa for, the psak halacha is that you have to be mesa for all four of the dalakosas. That's the sugya on Daf Kuf Ches. So the first line of the Gemara seems pretty clear. Matzah tzarech haseba. Matzah requires a seba. What does that mean, matzah tzarech haseba? That it requires a seba. Requires sounds like it's ma'akev. Is it actually ma'akev? Do you need a seba for the matzah? What happens if you didn't do a seba? Tzarech haseba, it says. What does tzarech mean? Right? Is it absolutely imperative? It's ma'akev? If you didn't do it, then you have to eat the matzah again or not? So that's a question that Rishonim talk about. It's just posha teichverte, just teiching, just translating what the word means, what tzarech means. So Tosis in the Ramaschal Kulu, this is the second Tosis in the Sugya. We'll go back to the first Tosis later, when we have to explain Yai and Tzarech Haseba. But Tosis says, Kulu nami tzrich haseba, v'chol dalet kosas tzrichim haseba b'shashtia. All dalet kosas require haseba b'shashtia. V'tzorachin, says Tosfos. Im shachav lo heisiv, v'im yachzov v'yishta. Tzarchi and Tosis is a suffix. He says, what should the din be? Let's say you didn't do a seva, you forgot. It happens. It happens pretty frequently, right? Person forgets to do a seva. They're so busy trying to drink the kos without spilling on their pants that sometimes they forget to lean back. Right? It just happens. So what do you do? So Tosis says, he has a tzarchi, he doesn't know. So Tosis' first suffix is, let's say you drank and you weren't meisiv. I guess between for the first two kosas, right? Kos 1 and kos 2. Then he has another suffix. How about kos shlishi? Kos shlishi is a different din. The halacha is, the Gemara is going to say that between the third and the fourth cup, you're not supposed to drink a kos. We'll have to see why. So if you didn't drink the third cup of a seba, so to speak, it's as if you didn't drink the third cup, but you did drink the third cup, so should you re-drink it with a seba? Meaning, alatzad, on the side that, let's say we conclude for the first suffix that if you drank the first two koses without a seba, you have to drink them again. Now we have a new question about the third kos, because the third kos, there's a wrinkle that you have to take into account. And that is that between the third and the fourth cups, you're not supposed to drink an extra kos. So what do? But you drank the third without a seba. So if you really should have to drink the kos again, so what do you do over here? You're really not supposed to drink the third kos. Sveikus and Tosfos. Sveikus and Tosfos. The Rosh is not mistapik. The Rosh paskins that if you drink the kosos without a seba, you must drink them again. The first two kosas. Let's see the Rosh together inside. The Rosh here, in Perek Yud and Simen Chof. Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal at sheyosev, itmar matzah tzurich haseba, morin tzorech haseba, yayin itmar mshedev nachman tzorech haseba, itmar mshedev nachman lo tzorech haseba. And he quotes the maskana of the Gemara, that hash de itmar hachi kulu bo haseba. Says the Rosh, it's the line in the Rosh that begins Bo Heseba in the old versions of the Rosh. Umatza Bo Heseba beKezayis Rishon uKezayis Shlafikoma. What matza is Tzarech Heseba? So the Rosh says the Kezayis Rishon and the Kezayis of Afikoma. Afikoma, according to Rishonim, according to many Rishonim, is coming as a Zecha to the matza, not Zecha to the Karban Pesach, but rather as a Zecha to the matza. Could be that's the Iker. Achilas matzah for the mitzvah. Says the Rosh, v'im ochal b'lo heseba lo yotza. If you eat matzah without a seba, you are not yotza the mitzvah. He brings a raya, we'll get back to his raya. The Rosh says, skipping a line, v'im ochal b'lo heseba yachzer v'yochal b'heseba. Says the Rosh, if you eat the matzah without reclining, you must re-eat. You must eat more matzah. You can't re-eat the matzah, but you must eat another kezayis of matzah. Says the Rosh. It's absolutely ma'akev. The din haseba is absolutely ma'akev in the midst of matzah. And if you eat the matzah without a seba, you have to eat another kezayis. The chain because rishon v'shenis up the Roshim loshosa be'haseba yachzer v'yishta be'haseba. The same thing, hu adinami, is the first two kosas. Tosis had a suffix. The Rosh says there is no suffix. Absolutely, you must drink the kos again. Havabakos shlishia ravi. There, the Rosh is not sure. For the third and fourth cups, imyishta yoser nira kemosif ala kosas. Is this idea that we don't want it to be nira kemosif ala kosas, that it looks like you're adding on to the kosos. Nira kemosif ala kosas. So you're not supposed to really drink after the third and the fourth cups. The fact is that if you drank without a seba, the Rosh has told you that if you drink without a seba, you weren't yotze the din of dala kosa. So it turns out that you didn't drink the kos. So maybe there is no nira kamosif ala kosas. That's what the Rosh is grappling with. Is it nira kamosif? If this person stam drinks a kos chamishi, so that's nira kamosif ala kosas. Meaning, even if he didn't want to be Moses on the coast. So he just likes wine. So he wants to drink another cup of wine. Why not? A fifth coast. So that could be near a Kamosa Velikosas. That the Rosh says you shouldn't do. But here, you drank the coast without a seba. So technically, you weren't yotze the mitzvah. So then, maybe it's not near a Kamosa Velikosas. Maybe you should drink it again. Then he adds that if you drink the kos revi without a say, but you have to say a bar piagofen, because you weren't expecting to drink that kos. Okay, this is a side point. The ikar of the Rosh is that he paskins that haseba for matzah and dalet kosos is an absolute requirement. Matzah tzarech haseba dalet kosos idi v'idi bo. Haseba means absolutely necessary. Haseba is absolutely necessary. And if you eat the matzah without haseba, then you have to eat another kezias of matzah. If you drink the dalet kosos without haseba, you must drink the dalet kosos again. Certainly for the first two kosos. To the third and the fourth, the Rosh is a suffix because of the concern of Nirka Mosef ala Kosos. But at least for the first two Kosos, if you drink them without a Seba, the Rosh says you absolutely must drink the Kosos again. Why should the Rosh say that? What's this whole idea? Tosos as a suffix. Suffix, if B'dievid, you didn't eat the matzah with a Seba, you didn't drink the Dalet Kosos with a Seba, you have to do it again. Rosh says absolutely, you have to do it again. Well, why should you have to do it again? It's a mitzvah the Rabbanan. You're supposed to eat the matzah with haseba. You're supposed to drink the dalet kosos with haseba. But what kind of an idea is this, that even b'dievid, you're not going to be otzeh the matzah? The Torah says that you have to eat the matzah b'haseba. It's a din the Rabbanan. But what's going on over here? What's going on over here? So the Brisker Rav, in a very famous piece, before the other piece that we learned together, we had another piece before Yom Tov in the Brisker Rav. But earlier in the Brisker Rav, the Chidush HaGriz on the Rambam, Brisker Rav has a shorter piece. And we're going to get back to that second piece. It's very, very important. But this is in page 1 in the packet. The Brisker Rav points out that the Rosh clearly is understanding that Haseba is not just a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not just a din klali that Chazal say you're supposed to be meisiv derech eres in order to demonstrate the freedom that we have b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. The freedom that we had b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim and the freedom that we're experiencing at the Seder. It's not just a din klali, but rather the Rosh holds that haseba midrabanan is a prat in the mitzvah of matzah. It's a prat in the mitzvah of dalet kosos. Meaning Chazal added another element of the mitzvah of matzah. Yes, but Erev Toch L'matzah says a mitzvah de'araisa, to eat the matzah, even b'zman hazeh, that we don't have a carbon Pesach. Matzah is not just hechshera, the pischa, it's not just subordinate to the carbon Pesach, but rather it's its own independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah de'araisa, even b'zman hazeh, as we said, the Gemara and Daf Kuvchof points out that, of course, but Erev Toch L'matzah says a mitzvah de'araisa, even b'zman hazeh. Comes the Brisker Rav and says, according to the Rosh, Chazal now added a mitzvah of Haseba. They added a mitzvah of Rabbanan to the mitzvah of Matzah. They said that they defined that the mitzvah of Matzah requires not just the Mais Achila, but Haseba B'Shas Achila as well. They redefined the mitzvah of Matzah Midrabbanan. Min HaTorah, you just have to eat the Matzah. Midrabbanan, Chazal said that you have to eat the Matzah B'Haseba. So says the Brisker Rav, if that's the case, then we understand what the Rosh is saying, that b'dievid, if you eat the matzah without a seba, you have to eat another kezayis. Because midrabanan, you were not yotzeh the mitzvah. You were not yotzeh the mitzvah. Ah, you could say even fancier, that once Chazal made such a takana, they were oker, the mitzvah d'araisa completely, he can't fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa without a seba. Oh, okay, that's a jump. You don't even have to go that far. Even if you say that the mitzvah d'araisa you can fulfill without a seba, but you're missing something in the mitzvah of matzah. Chazal added the element of haseba to the mitzvah of matzah. So if you eat matzah without haseba, you have not been yotze, the mitzvah. You're missing something from the mitzvah of matzah. Maybe it's only a drabonan, but you're still missing something from the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So that's why the Rosh says that you have to eat the matzah again, that you have to eat another kezias of matzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah properly. Okay, this is how the Brisker Rav understands the Rosh. What's the suffix in Tosas? Tosas has a tzorech iyun about this. What's the suffix? So one could say that Tosas and the Rosh are really working together. You know, very often the Rosh and the Bali Tosas work together. The Rosh quotes the Bali Tosas. So to suggest that maybe Tosfos has a new understanding of Haseba, it's not muchuch to say like that. You really could say Poshit. That Tosas really agrees with the Rosh, Lavi, the Brisker Rav's understanding, that Haseba is really a prat in the midst of matzah. It's a din in matzah. It's a tanai in the midst of matzah. So if that's the case, why is Tosfos mistapek? If you eat matzah without a seba, he has a suffix, you have to eat it again. Of course you have to eat it again, because you weren't yotzei the mitzvah matzah completely. The answer could be that even though Chazal were misakein, that the mitzvah of achilas matzah requires a seba, but what kind of a halach is that? Were Chazal misakein a din that's ma'akev even b'di'eved? Or maybe Chazal were misakein a din l'chatchila, to show the cheres? Chazal said, look, there's a mitzvah to show cheres on Leil HaSeder. So Chazal said, l'chatchila, one is supposed to eat tzorech haseba, matzah tzorech haseba. L'chatchila, one is supposed to eat the matzah with haseba. But it's only a din l'chatchila, it's not ma'akev b'di'eved. Of course it's a prat in the mitzvah of matzah. But it's not ma'akev b'di'eved necessarily. Maybe it's only a din l'chatchila. Maybe it's only a din l'chatchila. This is one way that one can understand Tosfos. That Tosfos and the Rosh are really working in tandem. But Tosfos was not convinced that this din in matzah and dalet kosos, this extra din nosaf that Chazal added to matzah and dalet kosos is ma'akev b'di'eved. Maybe Chazal entertained the possibility, maybe Tosfos entertained the possibility that it's only a din l'chatchila. That's why they had a suffix, b'di'eved, let's say you eat the matzah without a seba, you drink the dalet kosos without a seba, is there a requirement to eat another kazayis of matzah, to drink more kosos of yayin? Okay, this is one shita. But comes the Brisker Rav and says, he thinks the Rambam disagrees. Why? Let's see the Rambam together inside. Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin and Ches of Hilchas Chametz Matzah. We've seen Halacha Zayin already. But Halacha Ches, we have to really start. There's a lot in this Rambam. We have to take it slowly and be medayik properly in the Rambam, and hopefully we'll see great points in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Lefika kishasoid adam balayla zet zorach lecho velishtos umeisa derecheres. The Rambam is continuing from Alochavav b'chol dor v'dor chayev adam maharas esatzmo kilu yotze v'atzmo kilu hu atzmo. B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam laharas esatzmo kilu hu ba'atzmo yotze ato mishibu mitzrayim. Right, the Rambam says you have to feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim on Leil HaSeder. Shenemar, V'yosanu hotzi misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of us, not just Klal Yisrael, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, but even we left Mitzrayim. V'al dover zeh tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tor v'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa, klomar kilu ata ba'atzmach ha'yisa eved v'yotzasa l'cheres v'nifdesa. B'chol dover, a person has to feel like they're leaving Mitzrayim. They have to feel that they're experiencing cheres. Lefikach, zok the Rambam, halacha zayin, lefikach, kishasoid adam belayla, zet zorech lecho, velishtos, vumesiv derecheres. Vos meintos, what does this halacha mean, that you have to feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim? You have to feel the cheres. What, just feel it? Feel it in the hearts? Feel? No, the Rambam says, no, there are takonis. Chazal, we said, the Rambam holds his akiyam daraisa to feel a derecheres. But Chazal made specific takonis in order to have you feel that cheres. Number one, you have to eat Be'er Seba. That's point number one, that you have to eat and drink Be'er Seba. Haseba is the first mitzvah derabanan that was instituted in order for you to feel the cheres. And he says, V'chol echad ve'echad bein anoshim bein noshim chayev lishtos b'layla zeh arba kosos shel yayin. Arba kosos shel yayin. What's more, it's not enough just to eat and drink Be'er Seba. There's a chiev to drink dalet kosos. Dalet kosos is coming to show the derech cheres. In poras and mayhem, everyone has to drink. The gabait stoka, filuani am mispanis menat stoka, lo yifchasulo mayar bakosos, etc. Two halachas, says the Rambam. Chazal misakin two halachas midrabanan to get to this kiyum daraisa of feeling the cheres. First of all, haseba, and secondly, dalakosos. Okay. Says the Rambam, continuing in halacha ches. The Anisha B'Yisrael needs Dalet Kosos, and he needs a Seba. Right? It's not just for Ashirim, but both halachas apply to the Anisha B'Yisrael. Of course, when it comes to Dalet Kosos, so we have to have a special halacha to tell the Gabbait Stalker to give him money. Well, Seba, that's his business. Right? That's his business. No one has to help him do a Seba. Is the shaila how the Ani does a seba? Does he have to lean on something else? We talked about Haseba's Ani. But the Ani has to do whatever he's responsible to do. Good. Then the Rambam talks about some individuals that are part of a seba. Isha, Ben Eitzel Oviv, Talmud Eitzel Rabbo. Well, we'll see. These are big sugyas. A lot of lumdus here. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem. Everything in the right time. Comes the Rambam at the end of Halacha Ches and he pedals back. Now that he's told you all the Pturim. Now he pedals back to the Ikar Adin. He told you the main Halacha and Halacha Zayin. Then he has the Pturim. Now he's going to pedal back at the end of Halacha Ches and talk about the Ikar Takon. The Emosai Tzrichan HaSeba, says the Rambam, B'shas Achilas Kezayis Matzah U'bishtiyas Arboa Kosos Ha'elu. You have to do a Seba during Achilas Kezayis Matzah and Shtiyas Dalakosos. The rest of the achil and the shtia, besides matzah, besides dalit kosas, the potatoes, the chicken, the cake, right, the coke, whatever you're drinking at Shulchan Aruch, im heisav areizim meshubach, says the Rambam, v'im la v'ino tzarech. If he doesn't want to, doesn't have to, if he wasn't meisav, so it's okay. You don't have to eat the potatoes and the chicken again. It's interesting. The Rambam in Halacha Zayin starts off, Kishasoid Adam Belayla Zetzarach Lecha Velishtos Umesu Deracheres. Adin Kloli says you have to eat and drink. Beheseba. And then he says again, Emosai Tzrichan Haseba, at the end of Halacha Ches, Bishas Achilas Kezayas Matzu Bishtia Sarboa Kosos Ha'elu. He says once again, when do you need a seba? During Achila and Shtia. But here he's much more specific. He doesn't say b'shas achilas shtia. He says b'shas achilas kezayis matzah u'shtias dalet kosas. So the Rambam's getting specific. The real chiyuv is b'shas achilas matzah u'shtias dalet kosas. But then the Rambam adds u'shar achilas u'shtiasum heisiv areizim meshubach dimlavin atzarech. That's an interesting idea. The Rambam talks about haseba when eating potatoes, haseba when eating chicken and drinking drinking coke, eating macaroons. Hareza meshubach. If you're meisiv during that, it's also meshubach. Tzorich lechol. Tzorich. Emosai tzrichin haseba b'shas achilas kezayis matzu b'shtiyas arba kosos haelu. Tzrichin haseba when you eat matzah and drink dalakosos. But shar achilas u'shtiyasu meisiv hareza meshubach. Says the Brisker Rav, it's clear from the Rambam that he understands that Haseba is not a din in the matzah and the mar. Couldn't be. It couldn't be, because if that's the case, what's this idea that shtar achilosu shtiyosam heisav areizim meshubach? Heisav areizim meshubach? What does it have to do with matzah and mar? With matzah and dalet kosos? If the din of Haseba is a din in the matzah, it's a din in the dalet kosos, so then what shara chilosu shtiyaso im heisav areizim meshubach? What's he doing a seba for the chicken for? There's no mitzvah to eat chicken on the Seder night. That's not what it. That's not the mitzvah of a seba. So Zokta Biskrov, it's clear from the Rambam that the din of a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's not a din. It's not a prat in the mitzvah of matzah and mar. This is what the Biskrov says. If you'll turn back to page 1. He quotes the Rambam and he says, Midivri harama ma'elu, first line is v'chule, the fifth line. Midivri harama ma'elu mavur, the mitzvah seba, he mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Sheyocha v'yishta b'layla zev u'meisiv derechetz. It's a mitzvah v'nei atzma. It's a general concept that you're supposed to be meisiv. Ela d'chachamim kovu l'mitzvah zu b'shas achilas ha'matzu shtiyas arba kosos. The Chazal will koveya the mitzvah on eating matzah and dalakosas. But the mitzvah is really a mitzvah v'nei atzma. Aval akopon a mitzvah v'nei atzma hi. V'lo midine ha-mitzvah shal matzah v'arba kosos. That's the key line. Right? That's where he's pivoting. Saying it's not midine mitzvah shal matzah and dalakosas. It must be a mitzvah v'nei atzma. How does he know that? He says, uki l'chazina d'gam b'shar achilosu sh'tiyosem heisav arez meshubach. Dahinu the mikriya kiyum mitzvah shal haseba. From the fact that the Rambam says that even by shara chilosu shtiyosu meisav areiz meshubach, it must be that the mitzvah of haseba is a din kloli. Because if it's a din in the matzah, if it's a din in the dalet kosos, what does that have to do with shara chilosu shtiyosu? The potatoes and the chicken and the coke and everything else that you're eating and drinking at the seder, what does that have to do with matzah and dalet kosos? Must be it's a din kloli. It's a din kloli. It's a general halacha, mitzvah ifnei atzma. Hare de maisa haseba, he mitzvah ifnei atzma, v'shaych ha-gam b'shar achilas u'shtiyasa, t'shaych to all the achil in shtia. Ela de'enu m'chuyuv ba'arak b'shas achilas matzah u'shtiyas arba kosos. Avu b'ikadina, ein lo inyan In mitzvahs achilas matzah shtiyas arba kosos klal. It's not an inyan to matzah and mar. It's really an inyan to all of his achil and shtiyah. It's really an inyan. It has to do with the all achil and shtiyah. But Chazal will kovei it on matzah and dalakosos. Why do you think Chazal will kovei it on matzah and dalakosos? What does that mean? How's he straddling both sides of the fence? The Mishkov is saying, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Haseb is a din kloli. It's a general halacha. It's a mitzvah of the atzma. Obviously, it's not just to be meisiv. It's to be meisiv b'shas achilu shtiyah. But all achilu shtiyah of the Seder night. But Chazal will kovei it on matzah and dalakosos. Why do you think Chazal will kovei it on matzah and dalakosos? Formulate it for me. What do you think? Chazal Kovea has Seba has to be done during what? The Suda. Haseba has to be done during the Suda of Leil Haseda. Could you define the Suda for me, please? What's on the menu? Boiled chicken? Potatoes? Carrots? Coke? Is that on the menu? It's not on the Torah's menu. On the Torah's menu is matzah. Matzah is on the Torah's menu. Midrabanan dalakosos is on the menu. Those are the main ingredients to the menu. Matzah and dalakosos. Mor is also an important ingredient, but we'll see. We don't do a seba by the mor. But what's the taka derachmana? We're sitting at the Ribbono Shel Olam's table. Well, what's his table serving tonight? What's the chef serving? He's serving matzah and dalakosos. That's the Ikar Asuda. Maybe that's what the Briskerov means, that according to the Rambam, Haseba is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma to be meisiv, b'shas achilu shtiyah, to be meisiv, b'shas Asuda. Oh, but what defines the Suda? But what defines the Suda? The Ikar Suda is the matzah and the dalet kosa, so that's why Chazal b'koveh on the matzah and dalet kosa. So of course, you're supposed to do a Seba. But really, you should do a seba lechatchila for the whole Suda, because it's really a din. The Chazal wanted you to do a seba throughout the Suda. The Rosh would never say such a thing. The Rosh would never say lechatchila, you should be meisiv throughout the whole Suda. That's a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam, according to the Briskira. The Rosh would never say that you should be meisiv lechatchila for the whole Suda. Because the Rosh holds a seba as a din in matzah, a din in dalakosos. The potatoes and the chicken are not matzah and dalakosos. So of course, there's no chiv seba for them. The Rambam holds the seba as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's shy to the whole achilu shtiyah. But Chazal v'kaveh, you really should do it. You absolutely should do it for the matzah and the dalakosos, because that's the ikar of the suda. But because the Rambam holds that seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, zok de brisker rav, you don't have a line in the Rambam that if you ate the matzah without seba. If you drank the dalakosos without a seba, you have to eat and drink again. The Rambam argues with the Rosh. The Rosh says if you ate the matzah without a seba, you must eat another kazayis of matzah. You drank at least the first two of the dalakosos without a seba, you must drink them again. The Rambam doesn't say boo. The Rambam does not mention such a halacha. So, the briskira, because of the Rambam, l'shitaso. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of a seba is not a prat in the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of shtiyas dalakosos, but rather the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah of ne'atzma. It's a general mitzvah to show cheiros b'shas achilu shtiyah, b'shas the suda. Of course, because the ikar suda is matzah and dalakosos, it's appropriate, it's super appropriate to be meisiv while you're eating the matzah and drinking dalakosos, but even though it's super appropriate, it's a din lechatchila. Right? But d'yevet, if you don't do it, You weren't missing anything in the matzah. Not min haTorah and not midrabanan. Because basically the mitzvah of Haseba is a din lechatchila to be meisiv when you're eating and drinking. Eating and drinking, the suuda. That's why the Rambam does not say that b'di'eved. If you eat matzah without Haseba, you have to eat it again. B'di'eved, if you drank the first two of the kosos, you must drink them again. The Rambam argues with the Rosh regarding b'di'eved. In fact, says the Brisker Rav, according to the Rambam, if you were to eat another kazayas of matzah, let's say you ate matzah without a seba, and you eat another kazayas of matzah, are you accomplishing anything? Dr. Brisker Rav, according to the Rambam, you accomplish nothing. Eating the extra kazayas of matzah is like eating another piece of chicken. Literally. Right? Eating another piece, not the first piece of matzah, but eating another piece of matzah is like eating a piece of chicken. If you eat chicken instead of the first piece of matzah, you weren't yotze the mitzvah of matzah. But once you were yotze the mitzvah of matzah, even if you ate it without a seba, you were yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Once you yotze the mitzvah of matzah, what's the second piece going to do for you? Okay, the Maral has an idea that all the matzah that you eat on the Seder night, it's a kiyum mitzvah. Okay, fine. But it's still not the chiyuv, right? You're still not... it's not... You already were makayim the mitzvah. You were makayim the mitzvah already. Leave the Maral out. Right? Let's say poshit. That you have to just eat a kazayis of matzah. So once you ate the kazayis of matzah, you yotze to the mitzvah. After you yotze to the mitzvah, any further matzah that you eat is like eating chicken. It's like eating potatoes. You're not going to accomplish anything with that. Says the Brisker of Lufizim, Ochel matzo shosa arba kosa blor seba, en kan shum greyes abah mitzvah shal achilas matzah, o arba kosos. You weren't lacking anything in the mitzvah of matzah dala kosos. Rakul kia mitzvah sa seba. So skipping down, he says, he quotes Tosis in the Rush. Tosis is a suffix. If you have to eat again, the Rush says you definitely do. He says, V'od l'fima shekasavnu, hare l'chora lo shayach klal sheyachza v'yocha be'aseba. According to the Rambam, it doesn't make any sense to eat them again, to eat matzah and to drink dalat kosos once again. Kevin the kfar kiyim etz zachilas matzah b'shlemus. V'ein boshum gureyas of masha ochla b'lo aseba. Vimkena matza shochel achakach ikishar achilu shtia. Kemen the kvar yotzi dechovas matza. The Brisker Rav says, according to the Rambam, if you were to eat more matzah after eating the first kazayas of matzah without a seba, it's no different than eating chicken and potatoes. It's like shar achilas ushtia, so you're not going to be yotzi any mitzvah of matzah. Bal kochenu sfir lei de beikad din achilas matzah nemer. The Rush obviously argues, he says, because according to the Rambam, it makes no sense to eat more matzah. The Rush, who says that you have to eat more matzah, he must hold that it's a prat, it's a din in the matzah, it's a din in the matzah, so if you ate the matzah without a seba, midrabanan, you chayev to eat it again. Okay, so we have a major machlogos in the Rishonim. What's the din of a seba? Is a seba a prat in the mitzvah of matzah, a prat in the mitzvah of dalat kosos? Or is it a mitzvah bifnei atzma? It's a separate mitzvah to recline when one is eating and drinking. But it's not a prat in the mitzvah of matzah or in the mitzvah of dalat kosos. What's a nafkamina? Two nafkamina. First of all, let's say b'dievet, a person ate matzah without a seba, drank dalat kosos without a seba. According to the Rush, one is required to eat another kazayis of matzah, to drink another kos. Because you were not yotze the mitzvah matzah, you were not yotze dal kosos. The Rambam doesn't mention any such halacha, because according to the Brisker Rav, he argues, and he says that it's not a prat in matzah, it's not a prat in dal kosos, so if you ate without a seba, it's a loss, right? You didn't fulfill a seba completely, but you were yotze dal kosos, you were yotze matzah, so you're not going to gain anything by drinking more, or by eating more. What's more, according to the Rambam, there is a din l'chatchila to do a seba throughout the whole Suda, even when you're eating the chicken and the potatoes and everything else that you're going to be eating. Because haseba is a mitzvah kalalis, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to be meisiv throughout the achila and the shtia of the Seder night. According to the Rosh, it's not a mitzvah in the achila shtia of the whole Seder night, it's a prat in the mitzvah matzah, it's a prat in the mitzvah dal kosos. So there is no din l'chatchila to do haseba throughout the Suda, for all parts of the Suda of the Seder night. Another important nafkamina between the Rush and the Rambam. Okay, this is how the Brisker Rav presents the Machlokas, the Rush and the Rambam. Until now we've explained that Tosfos is Suffolk is just within the Rush. Is it a din l'chatchila, din b'dieved? But basically, Tosfos would agree with the Rush. Questions? Benji.
Is the Dalat Kosot, don't the Dalat Kosot extend well beyond the Suda?
Yes and no. Why do you assume that the Suda is only Shulchan Aruch, Chachilas Matzah? Maybe the Dalek, you know, Kiddush is also part of the Suda. You can't have a Suda without Kiddush. Ain't Kiddush Shalv Makam Suda. So would you say the Suda begins with Motzi Matzah or it begins with Kiddush? So just like it begins with Kiddush, maybe it doesn't end until the end of the Dalek. I mean, it certainly doesn't end with until Birchas Hamazon. So the Kosa Birchas Hamazon is certainly part of the Suda, but why can't we say that Hallel is also a part of the Suda? Because it's not just the Suda is around, you know, everything that we're doing at the Seder night, Haggadah and Hallel, and it's all Miksha Achasi, it's all one unit. So one could very easily say that the last two of the Dalat Kosos are also part of the Suda. Okay? So
why don't we end the whole Seder with benching?
He's saying, why don't we put Hallel inside the Suda? Why do we have Hallel afterwards? It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. I think the idea is we want to separate the Hallel from the Suda. We don't want Hallel to be inside the Suda, inside the main part of the Suda. We want the Suda to be enveloped with two kosos before and two kosos after. That's the Takanas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim is that the Suda should be enveloped with the Dalek kosos because that demonstrates the Cheres from beginning to end. What we'll actually see, right? There are some who claim that you don't do Haseba for the second two of the Dalek kosos. But the drinking of the second two of the Dalek kosos still is a key in the Cheres according to the Rambam. So somehow Chazal instituted that the Suda should be enveloped with the kosos before and the kosos afterwards. Even nirtza is a part of the suda. What's the idea of nirtza? You know, the ikar of a carbon is the ritsui of the carbon. It was zorek the dam on the mizbeach, and through that there's a ritsui. There's a ritsui of the carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the carbon. The whole idea of singing zmiris as part of nirtza is because chasal sidur pesach kilchoso, right? It's everything is a zecha to the carbon pesach. So we want the ritzui from the Karban Pesach. It's clear until we finish everything, until we have the nirtza, the Suda is not over. It's part of all the zmiris and the sishbachos and the halel. That's all a part of the Suda. But somehow Chazal instituted that we should end with nirtza after we've benched. We should have the Suda in the middle, but we have CPTS Messiah before, then we have the Suda, then we have halel afterwards. It's a progression. It's a progression which ends with nirtza, which is that we hope that the whole Seder, that the tefillos and the actions, the ma'aseh mitzvah of the Seder are going to be accepted. But that's how the Chachamim were mesaken, that the Suda is supposed to be eaten, supposed to be fulfilled. So,
according to the Rambam, shouldn't we have to lean even during Nirtza?
Well, we have to talk about if we lean during Haggadah as well, right? Is that a requirement? According to the Rambam, you don't see that. The Rambam says you really have to lean during Achila and Shtiyah. Chazal u'masakin haseba b'shas achil and shtia. Some mefarshim are going to say that even during Haggadah, perhaps you should lean too, because that's showing cheres. Others say, no, Haggadah is not, you're not eating and drinking. If you're just being mekayim sipitzias mitzrayim, maybe that shouldn't be done b'haseba. We'll see, there are mefarshim that talk about that as well. But at least the Suda, the achil and the shtia, according to the Rambam, that's supposed to be done b'haseba. But Chazal u'masakin, how the Suda is supposed to take place, what the progression is supposed to be. Binyamin Cement?
Can you please repeat the two nafkaminas?
Yes. The first nafkaminas, let's say b'dieved, you didn't eat the matzah be'aseba, or you didn't drink the dalet kosos. You didn't drink the first two of the dalet kosos be'aseba. Do you have to eat and drink again? According to the Rush, you must. Because once Chazal were mesakin that haseba is part of the mitzvah of matzah, part of the mitzvah of dalet kosos, so then if you ate and drank without haseba, then you did not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah or dalet kosos completely. You did something, but Chazal said that you have to do more, so you have to do it again in order to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimusa. According to the Rambam, if you say haseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, it's an independent mitzvah that relates to all of the achil and shtia, not specifically to matzah and to dalet kosos. So if you ate the matzah without haseba, you were yotze matzah, it's just you weren't yotze haseba as best as you can. But you were yotze matzah. So, according to the Rambam, there's this chiyuv to do haseba for all of the achil and shtia. So if you're going to eat more matzah, you're not doing haseba, even if you eat it by haseba, you're not doing haseba for achilas matzah, you're doing haseba for other achilas. Because once you were yotzei the matzah, once you yotzei the mitzvah matzah, whatever other matzah you eat, at first glance, is not a kiyum and mitzvah matzah. People often continue eating matzah at the Suda. That matzah is not a kiyum mitzvah of matzah. So if according to the Rush, the mitzvah of the Seba is a prat in the mitzvah of matzah, so of course if you eat the matzah without a Seba, you got to eat it again. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of the Seba is not a prat in the mitzvah of matzah. It's a din klali, as we said. It's a mitzvah of the atzma that all of the achil and shtia is supposed to be done by a Seba. So if you eat the matzah without a Seba, you missed the mitzvah of Haseba, but you did the mitzvah of matzah. So what do you do now? Just continue going. Whatever other achil and shtia you're going to do, do it by haseba. But there's no point in eating an extra kazayas of matzah. What are you accomplishing by doing that? It's no different than eating more potatoes by haseba or eating chicken by haseba. Everything that you eat and drink, according to the Rambam, is supposed to be by haseba. But there's no Indian to eat another kazayas of matzah by haseba. That's one nafkamina. The second nafkamina is there a special din that you're supposed to do a seva for all of the achil and shtia of the Seder night. According to the Rambam, of course, that's the whole nature of the din. According to the Rush, absolutely not. A seba is a detail. It's a tanai in the midst of matzah. It's a tanai in the midst of dalakosos. So the chiyav a seba is only for dalakosos and for matzah. It's not for the potatoes and the chicken and everything else that you're going to eat. So those are the two nafkamina between the Rush and the Rambam. The Rush brings a raya to his shita from a Gemara on Daf Kufches. Did I see someone else's hand? Benji? Benji Ganesman? Was your hand up?
Yeah.
Why
do we say that Tosfos? Why are we even trying to fit Tosfos into the world of the Rush when it comes to matzah? Tosfos doesn't mention matzah. It could be very well that Tosfos isn't the sipik at all about matzah. Well, we could understand that Yayin seems categorically different because it seems that it's rooted in sipik already. While the Gemara is very clear about matzah, so could it be that Tosfos is mechalik between matzah and dalakosos? And specific about only one for a more technical reason rather than a fundamental one?
You're saying, since the Gemara already has a suffix whether you have to do a seba for dalakosos, so Tosus is willing to say b'dieved, if you did it without a seba, then it's not necessary to do it again? You're saying it's like a sfeika d'rabbana l'kula?
Yeah, I think that could possibly be that's what he's specific about.
We have to keep that question in our back pocket because we're going to get to that issue. We can really ask an even stronger question, that why do you have to be mistapik b'dieved if you drank the kosos without a seba? Maybe you should ask, why do you need a seba b'chlal? Why do you need a seba b'chlal if you say sfeika d'rabban l'kula? Maybe I should say you have a suffix whether you should do a seba, so then you shouldn't need a seba b'chlal? Let's see. Okay, we'll hold your question, and hopefully when we get to that sugya, we get that part of the sugya, we'll have to address your question as well. I presented Tosus as being in the camp of the Rush. We'll see. We'll see. Once we've mentioned the Brisker Rav, you realize clearly that the suffix in Tosus could be very different. The suffix in Tosus could be, do we understand a sable like the Rush, or do we understand a sable like the Rambam? It's much simpler to say like that. Right, Tosfos happens to be talking about dalakosos. Benji is right. But once we see the Rush is putting dalakosos and matzah together and saying that Haseb is ma'akev even b'dieved in both, so you could say that Tosfos is mistapik goof about this point. Tosfos says, I don't know. Do you say Haseb is a prat in the midst of dalakosos? Or do you say that it's a din kloli? And perhaps the suffix of Tosfos would apply to matzah as well? Why not? Perhaps it should apply to matzah as well? The Brisker Rav puts them together. He quotes Tosfos and then he quotes the Rush. So even though the Rush is talking about both Kezias of Matzah and Dalakosos, he really puts them together. He quotes the Rush, he quotes the Tosfos about Dalakosos, then he quotes the part of the Rush only about Kezias Matzah. V'hinei b'Tosfos p'sachim nisnapkum shachach v'lo hesev v'myachzo v'yishta u'b'Rush ha'mavurdim ochla Kezias Matzah b'lo haseba lo yotza. So it's interesting. One is talking about dalakosos. The Rush is talking about both, but he only quotes the part about matzah. So it sounds like the Brisker Rav is putting them together. I think that's what led me to feel that, according to the Brisker Rav, Tosfos and the Rush are really working in tandem. What's the Rush's raya? What's the Rush's raya that Haseba is a prat in the midst of matzah? The Gemara. The Rush claims he has a Gemara. Which Gemara? Well, what does the Rush say? What Gemara is that? The Gemara of Kufchesam and Aleph on the bottom says like this: Shamashmai, someone who's a servant, who's serving other people at the Suda. What's the suffix? You got to know the context, right? There's a Gemara between. The Gemara between talks about all of the different Pturim, Isha and Ben Eitzel Aviv, a son and a Talmud. So the Gemara says a lot of people are potter from Haseba. So on the heels of those lines in the Gemara then says, Yibayelahu Shamashmai. Is a Shamash chayiv in Haseba? He's serving someone else. It's like, what do you want him to do? To do Haseba? Shamashim normally don't sit down and recline in the middle of the meal. They're serving. They eat on the run. So like, what's the din of a shamish? That's the shayla the Gemara is addressing. So says the Gemara, Tashma, the Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hashem Hashocha, Kazayas Matzah, Kshu Meisiv Yotza, Meisiv In Lo, Meisiv Lo. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that the Shamash who ate a Kazayas of Matzah, Beheseba is Yotze. So it sounds like he has to eat Beheseba. Shmamino boy, Yeseba, Shmamino. It's clear that the Shamash has to eat Beheseba. The Shayla of the Gemara was, does he have to eat Beheseba or not? Comes the Gemara and says the Shamash obviously has to eat Beheseba. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement implies that he needs Heseba. What's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi saying? Hashamish she'ochel kazayis matzah shumeisiv yotze. What was he yotze? What was he yotze? So comes the Rosh and says, well, he's talking about she'ochel kazayis matzah. Hashamish she'ochel kazayis matzah shumeisiv yotze. So zokt the Rosh, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying he's yotze matzah if he eats be'aseba. He was yotze matzah if he eats be'aseba. Mesiv in, lo mesiv lo. What's mashma, says the Rosh? You just read the Gemara. Hashamash she'ochel kazayis matzah k'shu mesiv yotze. He was yotze aseba if he eats it. He was yotze matzah if he eats a be'aseba. If he doesn't eat a be'aseba, he wasn't yotze matzah. Right? He was yotze matzah if he eats a be'aseba. He wasn't yotze, if he wasn't, didn't eat a be'aseba, he's not yotze matzah. Says the Rosh. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Rabbi Shmuel Levi's statement is a raya brua to what I'm saying, that Heseba is a prat in the mitzvah of matzah. If not, what's he saying? The Shamash eats a kazayas of matzah, Beseba, he's yotze. What's a yotze? It sounds like the subject matter is ochel kazayas matzah, he's yotze. Sounds like he's yotze in the mitzvah of matzah. And only if he eats a Beseba, but not if he doesn't eat a Beseba. So says the Rosh, that's exactly what I'm telling you, that Heseba is a Tanai in the midst of Matzah. And similarly, it's a Tanai in the midst of Dalet Kosos. That's the Raya of the Rosh, from the Din of Shamash. So says the Briskei Rav, it's not a Raya. How's the Rambam going to explain Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? How's the Rambam going to explain the Gemara? So says the Briskei Rav, it's not a problem. What's the subject of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement? Hashamash she'ochel kazayis matzah k'shu meisiv yotza. What does that mean, yotza? The Rosh would have us believe he means he was yotze the midst of Matzah. Zok the Briskei Rav, what's the Rambam going to say? The Rambam says it's not that he was yotze the midst of matzah. He was yotze haseba if he ate a kazayas of matzah be'aseba. The mitzvah of haseba is that you're supposed to do haseba b'shas achil and shtia, not just matzah and dalakosos, all achil and shtia. L'chatchila you're supposed to do haseba for all of the achil and shtia. But as long as you do haseba for a kazayas of the achila, you've been yotze haseba. Not yotze matzah, even yotze haseba. Zokter Biskirov, what's this loshon b'dieved? Hashamash she'ochel kazayis matzah k'shu meisiv yotze. According to the Rosh, it should say hashamash chayiv lechol kazayis matzah b'haseba. P'mosa ken yotze. It's chayiv. He has to do it. According to the Rambam, Zokter Biskirov is gevaldik. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is trying to point out, l'chatchila, you really should be meisiv for the whole Suda. But b'di'evet, if you only were meisiv for the kazayas of matzah yotza, he was yotze b'di'evet. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is coming to teach me. Right? If not, what's this loshen b'di'evet yotza? What's yotza? It's chayiv lechol, kazayas matzah, be'aseba. And that's it. You gotta just tell me what you gotta do. Chayiv lechol kazayis matzah. What's he saying? Yotza sounds like lechatchila. You should eat the whole suda be'aseba. The b'di'evit. If you only eat the kazayis of matzah, that's fine. That's what the Briskei Rav wants to suggest, according to the Rambam. The Rambam could say the mokor for my shita is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement. Hashamash she'ochel kazayis matzah k'shu meisiv yotza. Yotza b'di'evit. Why only b'di'evit? The answer is lechatchila. You're supposed to be meisiv for the whole suda. L'chatchili is supposed to be meisiv for the whole Suda. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says Yotzi is only Yotzi b'di'evet. What was the Yotzi b'di'evet? Haseba, not matzah. Matzah, he was Yotzi l'chatchila. L'chatchila is Yotzi matzah. But the mitzvah of Haseba is Yotzi b'di'evet because he's not going to eat the rest of the Suda b'Haseba, he's too busy serving. But at least he was Yotzi b'di'evet because he ate a kazayis b'Haseba. Okay, this is the back and forth between the Rosh and the Rambam. Rosh has a raya from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Briskei Rav thinks it's not a raya. Fakert, maybe it's a raya to the Rambam. Maybe it's a raya to the Rambam that it's only b'di'evet that you can be yotzei haseba if you eat a kazayas of matzah that way. But really, lechatchila, one should eat the whole suda be'aseima. Okay, this is the back and forth between the Rosh and the Rambam. A very important machlokas. How to understand the mitzvah of heseba? Is it a mitzvah klali, a mitzvah of ne'atzmo, for all of the achil and shtia of the Seder night? Or is it a prat in the mitzvah of matzah, a prat in the mitzvah of dalit kosos? It's not a mitzvah of ne'atzmo. With the nafkaminas that we previously mentioned. Okay, what we have to figure out now is how is Mora going to fit in to this rubric? What's the din of Mora? The Gemara says Mora ein sarach haseba. What does that mean? What does that mean? What are the two possibilities? What are the two possibilities for that statement? Mora ein sarach haseba. What does that mean? Help me now.
Can
Rafi.
Not haseba?
I'm sorry?
So does it not need haseba? Or
okay, Jacob says it doesn't need haseba, right? What happens if you do haseba with the Mora? Is that good, bad, neutral? What do you think? Rafi Jacobs, you had your hand up, I saw.
I was saying that since Ein Sari Chaseba, so it's either you don't have to or you can't. So I feel those are the two options.
Exactly. You don't have to or you shouldn't. Right, exactly. Why would I think that you shouldn't do a Seba for the Mar? Why?
Because it represents Abdus.
Exactly, Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi and the Rashbam say, Matzah is Zecher L'Cheres, Mar is Zecher L'Avdus. So it's a tart to the sasri at first glance. Haseba is derech cheres. To eat a zecha la'avdus becheres doesn't seem to go very well. Seems to be a tart to the sasri. Who seems to say that perhaps you could eat the mora be'aseba? Who suggests such a possibility?
Rambam.
The Rambam. The Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rambam that perhaps the Rambam holds that you could eat the mora be'aseba. Someone even go further. In the Rambam would say, maybe Harezim Meshubach if you eat the Mora Be'aseba. Harezim Meshubach, yeah, it's no different than any other part of the meal. So we're going to have to figure out how this works, right? We have to look at these shittos in greater detail in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow and figure out what should this Shaila depend on. Whether you should not eat the Mora Be'aseba, or perhaps one is permitted to eat the Mora Be'aseba, it's just not necessary. Maybe even it goes further than that, that Harezim Meshubach, if you eat the Mar Be'aseba, then it's taka praiseworthy. Take a look at some of the other Makaros, and we'll continue, we'll close the circle tomorrow, and then in Mitzvah Shem, we're gonna go on to the next packet, the beginning of packet 14 as well.